This weird, buzzy sound belongs to Stovepipe Number One, an African-American street performer and body house musician from the Cincinnati of the 1920s. What many now regard as blues or down-home country blues actually belongs to a greater subset of activity, black country music. In recent years, groups like the Carolina Chocolate Drops have helped to restore recognition of black string band music apart from vaudeville and blues music designed for the cities. But with all of the study that has been done in the area of blues, we are still miles away from a granular understanding of the differences between these various traditions. In the 1920s, Cincinnati had a thriving red light district located on George Street, of which a lone block now remains running alongside the Cincinnati Bell Building. The rest of it was wiped off the map during construction of the I-75-I-71 interchange around 1960. Providing entertainment at these houses of ill repute were a number of black string bands, and some performers belonging to these groups made records. One of them was Sam Jones, whose Jeanette records were credited to the interesting moniker of Stovepipe Number One. Jones' instrument was an actual stovepipe that was played like a jug or used to amplify small instruments like the harmonica. Sam Jones' preferred performance handle was Daddy Stovepipe, but when he arrived at the Richmond studio on May 16, 1924, he would have been told that they'd already recorded someone by that name just weeks before. This was Johnny Watson, a Chicago-based Maxwell Street musician who took the name Daddy Stovepipe because he typically performed in a stovepipe hat. Sam Jones insisted that Walker was copying him and chose the name of Stovepipe Number One in order to assert his claim as the original stovepipe player.
I have got red wheels turning in my heart. In my heart, in my heart, I have got red wheels turning in my heart.
After making six sides for Jeanette, Sam Jones recorded for Columbia and OK. His last session for OK was made in Atlanta in December 1930 as a member of King David's Jug Band, led by David Crockett. After that, no one knows what happened to Sam Jones. However, the King David Jug Band records afford us an opportunity to hear the stovepipe that Sam Jones played in better than acoustically recorded sound. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Dave Lewis.